Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker, I rise today to express some very grave concerns regarding the devastating effects of the labor HHS appropriations will have on public education in America, and that despite the great efforts of my good friend, Chairman John Porter. Since November of last year, we have been engaged in a robust and very healthy debate about the proper role of the federal government in the economic and social life of our country. And in that debate, I continue to be guided by the words of one of this nation's great humanitarians, the former Vice President of the United States, Hubert Humphrey, who said, the moral test of government is how it treats those who are on the dawn of life, the children, those who are in the twilight of life, the elderly, and those who are in the shadows of life, the sick, the needy, and the handicapped. This bill, which we'll take up this week, Mr. Speaker, I believe represents a monumental failure of this test. Over the next 7 years, it will cut education and training $36 billion. Now, my Republican friends are fond of saying that this is a plan that will reward future generations. But what about this generation? The children in Head Start, the children in Title I, the children in the kindergartens and first grades of this country. What price will they pay, Mr. Speaker? And what price will we as a nation pay for this failure of vision? Mr. Chairman, I have served on this committee with responsibility for the children and workers of this country for 18 years. And during that time, particularly in the field of education, Republicans and Democrats have worked together on common ground to strengthen the basic fabric of this complex and diverse nation. We have worked to provide opportunities for those willing to use the tools of education and work to achieve the rewards of American citizenship. Education has always risen above partisanship as a shared priority. And it's sad, Mr. Speaker, to say that I believe this bill breaks that covenant between Democrats and Republicans. I yield back the balance of my time.